Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for August 2012. Well, August is quite an interesting month. There are two meteor showers and a fairly rare blue moon. A blue moon is the term given to a second full moon occurring in the same calendar month. In August, we have full moons on the 2nd and again on the 31st, with a new moon occurring on the 17th. So for all those people who say something will happen once in a blue moon, August may be a lucky month. August again provides an opportunity to view all the planets at one time or another during the night. Mercury and Venus are pre-dawn objects, both best viewed around the middle of the month. Venus about 4 o'clock in the morning and Mercury about 5 o'clock. Mercury will be particularly easy to find on the 16th of August, as it will be just to the left of a rather nice crescent moon around 5 o'clock in the morning. Jupiter may be seen a little further south at about the same time in the morning from the middle of the month on. Mars and Saturn are perhaps the better objects to observe this month, as they may be seen between 9 and 10 p.m, and they are very close to each other in the constellation of Virgo in the southwest. As I mentioned last month, if you are a little more confident at finding planets, Neptune and Uranus may be found to the south in the constellations of Aquarius and Pisces respectively, and the best time to look is in the hours after midnight. And now the meteor showers I mentioned earlier. One of the most exciting and perhaps the best of the year is the Perseids, which runs from the 17th of July to the 24th of August, but are at their best on the 11th to 13th of August, from around 1 o'clock in the morning until dawn. Meteors occur when the Earth's orbit takes it through a patch of debris left over from a passing comet. This debris mainly consists of small particles about the size of a grain of sand. And when the Earth crashes through this debris field, these particles enter the Earth's atmosphere incredibly fast and burn up due to friction. We see this as a bright streak against the dark background of the night sky. And you can also see the odd meteor or two at any night of the year, and these are called sporadic meteors. However, when the Earth passes through one of these debris fields, the results can be spectacular, as is the case with the Perseids this month and the Geminids in December. All the meteors associated with these particular showers appear to come from a single point in the sky called the radiant, and the position of this radiant gives the name of the particular shower. So this month, the radiant of the Perseids is in Perseus. The number of meteors that we can expect to see is given by the term ZHR, or zenithal hourly rate. This is the number of meteors which we would expect to see under ideal conditions if the radiant was directly overhead. The ZHR is expected to be around 100 meteors per hour, but don't expect to see this many from the UK. The other shower is much less spectacular in terms of numbers of meteors, but it can come up with some really bright fireballs. This is the Kappa Cygnids, best on the 17th, which nicely coincides with the new moon that night. On to the constellations for August. We still have, of course, the summer set of constellations, with Cygnus and Cassiopeia being virtually overhead. Another chance to look out for the asterisms I talked about last month, including the Northern Cross, Summer Triangle, the House, the Great Square of Pegasus, the Steering Wheel, Circlet, and the Keystone. Again, check in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these and where to find them. If you have a small telescope, now is a good opportunity to look for the Andromeda Galaxy, which is one of our nearest neighbouring galaxies. It can be found between the Great Square of Pegasus and the constellation Cassiopeia. If you can find this okay, there are quite a few other objects of interest that you may be able to find, including galaxies, nebulae, and star clusters. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book, or SkyMap to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. So listen out next month for September's highlights. Bye for now.